Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. What have we been paying to Caesar? What have we been paying to God? What belongs to Caesar, or more importantly, who belongs to Caesar? Who belongs to God? What do we owe to legitimate civil government and civil society? And what do we owe to God? In the end, Caesar belongs to God, as do we. The earth and the air and the water belong to God. As Psalm 95 says, God holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, formed by God's hands. And the same Almighty God loves us, calling us each by name. Think about that. Isn't that a consoling thought and feeling? We are called by God's name with love. Well, sometimes we're scolded, like when God says, Kevin Joseph, and he doesn't just say Kevin. But even that is said out of love. It's an encouraging, consoling thought. The God of all, the King of Kings, as we sang in the first song. It's not a bad way to start the day by calling to mind and holding in our heart that we belong to God. We belong to God as well as all the earth, the sky, the water belong to God. And then to live our day accordingly with that consciousness as beloved daughters and sons of God and as caretakers of God's creation. So we belong to God, but we also belong to civil society, and we should recognize that as well. We vote or ought to. We obey the laws. We pay taxes. We seek to work for the common good. It's easy to see that these days politics has a bad name, and we have to wipe the grime off of it and make it better, because we don't want good people to be discouraged for running for office. We need good people to run for office, and we need to vote for them, because we are light and salt and leaven. Our flag, as dear as it is to us, and as it represents us as we are, a brave and good and flawed people, a people too much still under the sway of fear and hatred. Our flag is not sacred to us as the cross is. It's not sacred as the cross is. Our country is not exceptional in God's eyes. God loves all the people of the earth equally. And the readings today ask us to do an idolatry check. It's good to do every once in a while. See what's in the center of my life. What's my ultimate concern? To whom I owe allegiance? It's a challenging question. It's a challenging check to do an idolatry check. What are the American idols that I sometimes worship? What is taking the place of God at the center of my life? How are we being called as a church and as a nation to renewal? Let's look at the Jewish political situation back when Jesus was posed this question, which the leaders of the Jews were trying to entrap him in speech, which is never a good idea to try to trap Jesus. Never a good idea. So when they ask when they asked Jesus, should we be paying the census tax? In other words, does it make census to pay tax? or not. And so he asked them to produce a coin, which was vexing for the Jewish people to carry around a Roman coin and to pay taxes to an oppressive king, emperor, to carry around a graven image of Caesar that referred to his divinity, to realize that they had sold out to the man and that they were cooperating with an oppressive civil government. So immediately they were back on their heels. They had the coin in their pocket. And Jesus had them in his. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. Do you carry any idols around with you? Do I? Certainly, certainly. But God can use the leaders of the earth for good. The first reading today was about such a case, Cyrus. Cyrus was the king who liberated the Jewish people, even though he was not a believer himself. He was the one who left the door open, the gates unbarred, so that the people could return from exile to their own homeland. Amazing. God used that leader to free people, because that's what God's work is. God's work is life-giving and freedom-giving. And that's why we call God, even though the word rings hollow to us, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Everybody who thinks he's a king or queen, or she's a queen, or is a leader, belongs to God too. I am anointed as a priest, but prior to that, I was anointed as a baptized Catholic. You are anointed too. That means, just as God gave power to Cyrus for good, you have power in the world. Power from God to cooperate with God to renew the earth and renew the church. But we've got to stay rooted where the power is in God. It's not ours. We belong to God, and we belong here doing exactly what we're doing this morning together. And we belong out there being salt and light and leaven. As we heard just a moment ago, the command, shine like lights in the world as you hold on to the word of life. We stand together and profess the faith that we share. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial